Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the 23rd Psalm and the letter of James. First out of the 23rd Psalm, David says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And then out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." As I was preparing for our time together this morning, I remembered a story I heard from a good friend the other day. We've been talking about our relationship with God, accepting that relationship, growing in that, looking, leaning, and trusting in that relationship in the midst of all the stuff of life. As the story goes, it seems that an everyday typical dad I can identify had been listening patiently as his three children, ages 10, 7, and last one, age 4, complained about how bad they had it at home. None of their friends had to do what they had to do in the way of chores around the house, and their friends' parents always got them this and that to help them and toys to play with. That ordinary everyday dad, if there really is such a thing, finally had heard enough and launched into a lengthy diatribe of how good they really had it, telling his children that when he was little like them, he didn't have all the clothes they had to wear or not nearly any of the toys they had to play with. He had to walk to school, whether it was sunny, raining or snowing, probably like the days we told our children we had to endure. So when the dad had finished telling his children how bad he had it as a child, there was a brief moment of silence, interrupted by his 4-year-old son, who sincerely shared, "Boy, Dad, that's really bad. I'll bet you're glad you live with us now." Have you walked up any hills lately that seemed to go on and on without shoes, or did it just feel that way? Have you had to travel any days lately through snowstorms or rainstorms that seem to wash out your plans or your dreams in the searing heat or freezing temperatures that never allowed you to get comfortable or find your stride? Or maybe you've just been trying to find the next step for your day. Maybe you're trying to pick yourself up after some disappointment or failure that has sidetracked some of the hopes you held for your life. Well, I hope not, but I have a strong hunch that you have. And if life is anything like we've noticed or experienced up until now, we will probably experience a few more of those hills, rough patches, disappointments, shortcomings, and other moments that we don't know how to handle. And in our own power and with our own wisdom, we may not handle them well, at least not that well, and not by ourselves. But as David reminds us in the 23rd Psalm that we read a minute ago, we don't have to handle them alone. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," he says. And then in verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Here's the point, which David found to be true and then shared in that psalm that we've just read, that no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what we face, no matter how many others tell us that we can't, no matter how often we feel less, no matter how many times we fall and fail, God's got us. God is our shepherd and guide, and his goodness and mercy is there to wrap us up, follow us, and hold us always. "Surely goodness and mercy," David says, "shall follow me all the days of my life." Notice that David doesn't say maybe or possibly or there's a chance that God's goodness and mercy will follow us. He says surely God's goodness and mercy will follow us. No hesitation, no doubt. In the book of James, in chapter 1, verse 17 that we read, James was a half-brother to Jesus who did not believe that Jesus was who he said he was until after Jesus was crucified and then rose from the tomb. And James reminds us in that verse that we read that there is no change or shifting with God. Therefore, even though our mood on any given day toward God may shift depending on the difficulties of the day, God's mood toward us doesn't shift. Our decisions and directions may get sidetracked and change from where we should go depending on the circumstances. God doesn't change. Our commitment to Him and following His direction for our life may falter depending on the difficulty of what we face, but God's commitment to us doesn't falter, ever. Even when we forget or ignore Him for a time, He doesn't change. He is there. Even when we are consumed with doubt about all that is before us and question Him and all that He says and promises, He is still there. Even when we are tempted and we start to fall away from the path He wants us on, God will set our feet back on the right path. When we are consumed by overwhelming guilt for something we did, He is there to forgive us and restore us. When we face things we are sure we can't and we simply want to run, God is there to scoop us up and face them with us. Even when our faith seems to fail, He remains faithful and with us. Surely, David says, God is our shepherd and guide, and there is God's goodness, God's grace there to meet our every need. And surely there is His mercy to forgive our every sin. That's what it says. I'm not making it up. That's what it says. And that's what David, a struggling, wayward, messed up person at times, experienced and found to be true in his life. God's love, God's goodness, God's forgiveness, His mercy was always there, even for him. But then what? Then what? As if that's not enough. Then the passage said, God follows us. He pursues us. He chases us. He tracks us down. Francis Thompson, in his poem, The Hound of Heaven, refers to that God as a persistent hound from heaven who will always pursue us. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, refers to God's chasing after us as God's prevenient grace, that irrepressible love that is always coming after us until we turn to Him and allow Him to become a part of our lives. The God that David had experienced and leaned into and followed, the God of all creation who created each of us, follows each of us every day, no matter what we're facing, no matter where we are, what we've done, or what we've been through. As God followed Moses into the wilderness and then led and took care of him and 2 million Israelites on their journey through the desert and the Red Sea to the Promised Land, God follows us in our journeys wherever they take us. As God came after Jonah, running from something he didn't want to face and do, and caught him with a big fish, He comes after us to turn us back toward Him and to all He wants for our lives. As Christ walked on water out to His disciples in the boat that was caught in the storm at sea, He sees us and comes to us in our storms and troubles and rescues us. As Christ met the defeated Samaritan woman at the well, He meets us in our moment of need and sends us back into life whole again. As Christ embraced and forgave Peter, who had denied Christ 3 times, Christ forgives us when we come up short and sets us on a better course. As Christ did with all of those and more, He does for us. God's got us. No matter what we face, the deadlines, decisions, disappointments, maybe even being dealt an unfair hand, God embraces us and puts our feet on a new path that we may have never seen before. Or He resets our feet on a path we've been on all along, but now with a renewed energy and vision for all it can be. In every case, count on Him. Count on Him being there. God's got us. Through whatever we face, wherever we are, through our fears and doubts, uncertainty about tomorrow, through our failures and failings, to the very end of it all, surely, not maybe, but surely, God's goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friends, that's the God you can trust with your life. That's the God you can have faith in. That's the God who's got you. Today, October 10, 2017, and every day for the rest of your life, a God of goodness, the God of grace and mercy who follows us all the days of our lives. Step out with that assurance, calm, peace, and promise into today, into this week, and into every moment beyond. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank You for my friends. Thank You for their lives. Thank You for all You do with them. Thank You for what You have planned for them today. It's kind of exciting to think about. We don't know, but We trust you, and we're going to follow you because we know that you're looking out for us always, that your goodness and mercy will follow us, that you are our shepherd, as David reminded us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for all you will do with us and through us today. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.